area were a state residential and semi-rural two, both with a density of one dwelling unit per 2 acres. The area is already filled with existing dwelling units built at village densities, and existing zoning reflects this denser development. The staff recommendation would be to match the general plan densities to the existing development, which would require no subsequent change to zoning in the area. The designations most appropriate to apply would be village residential 7.3, 10.9, 15, and 20. There is also an area currently zoned for C36 commercial use, which would be designated general commercial. This concludes our presentation on B7.
Okay, we have a couple speaker slips, so let's take those before our discussion. Felicia Brechtel, or at least one speaker slip. Lois, are you going to speak again on this? If you are, we'll need a speaker slip. Okay. Well, we'll try to clarify that. Yes.
Good morning, Felicia Brechtel. I'm here today on behalf of Newport Pacific, and I just wanted to register support for the changes proposed by staff.
Thank you very much. Lois, you want to come and speak to this and then square the speaker slip thing up, confusion up?
Thank you, Commissioner Beck. Real quickly, just want you to know that the homeowners of the community within Whispering Palms have not yet had a chance to even see the proposed changes, and because it was given to me just last Wednesday, and we haven't had a planning group meeting to discuss this. So we're asking that you postpone your position on this until we get some feedback from Whispering Palms and the San Diego Planning Group.
Okay. April 16th be
14th.
Or 14th, 16th. Be okay?
16th. Absolutely. Oh, sorry, yes.
We have a process question then of staff. When did this recommendation come forward, and apparently the planning group nor the community actually that it is proposed to take place within haven't had a chance to review it. Is that accurate?
Chairman Beck, the planning group, we did talk with Ms. Jones about a week and a half ago. So yes, that's about when the recommendation came forward, about a week and a half.
Okay, but the people that live in that community nor the planning group hasn't had a chance to formally kind of analyze the implications or anything?
No, they have not.
Okay.
Is just point of clarification, is that the open space lot right on the corner that's just went through the board?
Yes, that's correct. This lot right here, which is currently zoned for commercial.
I think he's talking about Morgan Run.
Are we talking about Morgan Run or Whispering Palms? Because they're all within the footprint there.
Morgan Run is the golf course, and this is their clubhouse and other
right.
supporting facilities. These are all outside of the area that we're addressing
that
with this change.
That red area that was identified in the previous slide, can you?
That area right there.
Commercial. Is that the commercial?
Is the commercial? Yes, that's right here. That it's a mixed use development that went to the board on, and I believe is a challenge of their environmental document that was upheld. The current zoning on this area is for general commercial. Similarly, the current zoning for these adjacent areas are for the high density residential, which you see here. When the mapping was prepared for the general plan update, it did not reflect the underlying zoning. It actually showed a blanket low density residential designation over this entire area. We believe that was done out of error because the existing general plan shows a low-density residential designation over this entire area. So what we are trying to do is rectify that inconsistency, and this is one of the areas where the zoning was actually correct and the general plan wasn't. So we're trying to correct the general plan simply to match the existing zoning in these areas.
Okay.
Just as a point of clarification, the general commercial, from what I understand, it's currently C36, not general commercial.
And that's the difference between zoning and the general plan update. We are not proposing a change to zoning on this land. What we're proposing is that the general plan, at the general plan level, which is higher than zoning, that be changed to reflect that the there is a commercial zone on this property, but the C36 would remain when we are not proposing.
So I don't have a problem trailing this until the 16th to give them a chance to weigh in, but I tend to think that it's going to be okay.
Well, I think it's for clarification, if you will, Commissioner Woods, because it seems very clear to me that it's just to clarify what it is. The overlay general plan shows it as commercial, and the specific zone is not changing. So I think it's what they have always known, and when we were faced with this before, this is what we ended up with. So I don't see why we need to trail this.
I think I concur with Commissioner Brooks on this. This is a mapping error. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Except that it's currently zoned SR2, and they want to change it to more intense village residential zoning. So I just want to make sure that our planning group
I don't think that's the case. Is that the case?
We are not proposing changes to any of the zoning, and we've actually provided the planning group with all of our initial recommended changes for consistency with the general plan update. This area was not shown for changes to the zoning.
Okay, so there's no zone change. This is a mapping clarification.
Just a mapping.
Yes.
I'd still like to have the community have the opportunity to hear about it.
I'd like to make a motion to have just to do that, to trail this to April. I see no reason why not to give them that opportunity.
There's a motion already on the floor.
Is there?
Yes.
Oh, is there a second?
We have a motion.
No, there wasn't.
Yes, there was. I said
it. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. There's a motion and a second to accept staff recommendation. I'm historically very deferential to the community planning group, but this, I believe, is truly just a mapping error, and so I'm going to support the motion. Further discussion? That passes with Commissioner Reese and Woods voting in opposition, the other commissioners supporting. Okay. B2 is next.
Okay. The next item for discussion is the 20-acre NC9 property located off San Pasqual Valley Road, which has 3 acres designated rural commercial on the Planning Commission tentative recommendation, discussed and voted on November 20th of last year. This property was originally a property referral, with the entire 20-acre property designated as rural commercial on the referral map. Concerns have been raised over the compatibility of a commercial development undertaken on the site, and on December 4th, the Planning Commission requested staff to invite the property owner back and revisit the property. In addition to looking at the commercial designation on the site, there is the possibility of applying a design review designator to the site. In addition to exploring the use of this design review designator, we have prepared a few examples of commercial developments on similarly sized properties in a variety of communities. This is an aerial of the 20-acre NC9 property. One option the department has is amending the zoning on the property to require design review when the property is developed. The zoning of the property could be revised to include a special area D designator. The D designator would require a site plan to be processed with specific requirements such as landscaping and building design in conformance with the North County Metro Community Plan. Uses on the property could also be restricted with the use of a D designator. And next, we're going to scroll through a couple examples of properties similar size commercial developments. Here's an example in Pebble Beach on a 10-acre site. Here's an example in Alpine on a 10-acre site. Here's a 4-acre site in the Palapama Valley. Here's the Julian Market. It's a 7,000-square-foot site. Here's the Bonzel Village. It's 2.8 acres. And that concludes our presentation.
Okay, we've got some speaker slips. We'll take those before we get into the conversation. Kathy Culver and Lori Stewart.
And Ann Sosna. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for the opportunity to come back and revisit this issue. When I sent you all a packet, and I was prepared today to come and suggest that we expand the 3 to 10 acres because of some of the issues that a restriction of 3 would bring up, and that the SR2 designation on the rest of the property be changed to an SR1 for various reasons. In the last couple of days, we've become aware of a I'm fully on board with a deed designator. That was kind of the direction I was going when I suggested that 10 acres would be better, because we have had some very qualified opinions that 8 acres is closer to what you need for a center, and I thought 10 acres would provide a lot of screening and meet some sensibility issues for the community. We, in a meeting a couple of days ago, Supervisor Horn sponsored, somebody told us about a designation that we hadn't really known about before called Village Core Mixed Use. We have not, I'm sorry, it's due to us, I wish, but we have not had a chance to potentially discuss that with planning staff and to know what that fully encompasses. But it might, in fact, provide the flexibility for anything that comes our way, and at the same time be something that would better meet the community's needs and sensibilities and opportunity for input. This is a very, this area is tough. It's got kind of a split personality out there. You look one direction and it's this wonderful ag preserve, and that's going to stay there, and there are still rolling hills. But at the same time, 30-some years ago, the Wild Animal Park came in there. We've now got 2 million visitors a year, 600 to 400 employees, depending on the season. Eagle Crest went in, Vistamonte Estates, so there's now well over 600 homes. And if you turn the camera that way, it's not so rural anymore. And it, between us and Escondido, between us and the I-15 corridor, there's a lot going on. And if the economy turns around, there's potentially going to be a lot more going on. Mm-hmm. What we're trying to provide here and at some point, and we have nothing specific, and the only reason we're thinking rural, commercial, and the housing is because those are the majority of suggestions that have come to us. We even had somebody approach us this week on solar. I mean, hopefully for the residents in the area, somebody doesn't make us a great offer for a pig farm out there, because while that's agricultural and rural, I don't think it would be the sort of thing that the residents would want. But I don't know quite what the Village Core mixed use would encompass, but it was suggested by that this could, in fact, be something that would satisfy more issues. I don't know if perhaps somebody can inform us, would this be a more proper
sensitive
and a more sensitive
why don't we take all the testimony, and then if a commissioner wants to pursue that line of reasoning, we'll get into it with staff.
Mm-hmm.
So are you Kathy?
I'm Ann. This is Kathy. This is Lori. This property was bought by our great grandfather.
Right.
It's now down to 5 sisters. So
okay.
This is part of the committee.
So you're one of the Stewart family, part of the Stewart family?
I'm Ann Sosna.
I'm just trying to figure out the speaker slips here.
Oh, the speaker
and your name
slip.
Is not any of them.
Yeah, I handed in a
okay.
speaker slip.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
And would you ladies like to testify, or are you just?
They're here as well.
The only comment that.
Please to the speaker.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name.
Just to the speaker.
My name is Lori Stewart.
Okay.
From our initial, the explanation provided to us and some of the reading that this fact sheet today talks about the Village Core use designation, is that over time, it's important that when supporting services come into an area, it does not let the camel's nose under the tent and you get mission creep. You know, and that has been a concern in all planning areas. It also, in using this designation, it appears to really communicate and define that the needs, because of overall planning, will always be pretty finite. So there is a core. It is important for the environment. It's important for traffic impact that supporting services be within reach of a neighborhood and to create that sense of neighborhood. Right now, what you have is a demographic and a situation where there is no, except as a different subdivisions, create a mini neighborhood. So when you have supporting services, basic, you have the semi-retired who are no longer, they used to commute out and do everything out of their area, their community. Now they wish to pick their corner of the world and say, I want to be able to, on my election, just get basic services, but I moved here for rural. I moved here because the Williamson Act is there. I moved there because there's a preserve. I moved here because there's a zoo. But I also realize that I need to feed myself. I need to have basic supporting services. And this, that particular designation in our desire is to say, let's be practical, okay, have basic service.
Thank you. Again, I'm unclear about the speaker slip, so if somebody could try to work this out, so at least you have a slip in if you've testified. And ma'am, are you going to speak as well?
I just have a question. I'm Kathy Culver, one of the...
And could we have your name, please? And did you...
Kathy Culver.
Oh, you're Kathy. Okay.
Yes, I'm Kathy Culver. I just have a question for you folks on the board. When my sister came up and said village core mixed use designation, and again, I'm not from this world of planning and land use. Some of
good
you...
Yeah,
I'll say. I'm in high tech. I'm with IBM. Some of you smiled, and some of you put head in hands and shook your head. I'm curious what.
Well, what we don't have time to do here
right
today is a primer on all of the implications of that, as well as the broader implications of changing what's going on with the staff recommendation and previous commission actions. So I think we understand what you're after. That you're unclear about the tools to get to where you want to get to.
Mm-hmm.
We're not sure exactly what the commission is going to do on this, but we just wanted to get your testimony, and I think we're pretty clear where you stand.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Is this Carl?
Yes. Okay. I'm here to voice opposition to the rezoning recommendation that
your name and address,
previously
sir?
Made. I'm sorry?
Name and address.
Oh, Carl Newman. I am a resident of the San Pasqual Valley. I'm here to voice opposition to the rezoning recommendation to save this body another hour and a half of additional testimony. I have brought with me 25 resident letters essentially expressing the same sentiments that I'm about to present. If I can go to the next slide, thank you. As had been indicated, there had been previous presentation of the property for rezoning. There had been opposition voiced and a recommendation by this panel to allow 3 acres for development as rural commercial. Sorry for the typo, an additional residential SR2 designations. Next foil. A little background on the area. As mentioned already, there is an agricultural preserve. This is within an area that has been designated by the Code of Federal Regulations as a viticultural region. We have historical sites and, of course, as mentioned, other community resources, including farming operations and the wild animal park. Next foil. Another commercial development really is not needed within the area. This particular area is within a very short distance of a regional shopping mall, medical services, grocery stores, specialty services. Basically, all of the services that would be required. It would be convenient, but it is not something that is needed by the community. Next foil. This commercial development, however, would increase traffic. It's probably unlikely that there would be any access available from Highway 78, by virtue of the natural limitations of that the terrain and of the traffic flow. So most likely, flow would have to come off of the San Pasqual Road, which is a two-lane road. It is already heavily trafficked by the millions of visitors to the San Pasqual San Pasqual Valley and the Wild Animal Park, and also any added traffic would potentiate safety risk. Next, well, as far as the residential zoning, I'd like to point out that there is a quarry and material recycling operation across the road. So there are a lot of particulate discharges that would travel immediately across Highway 78. And then there are explosives that are periodically discharged. Brown-yellow smoke that you see there is one of the types of contaminants that would travel across the road. Next foil. So just a recap. The development of that property would impact the character of the San Pasqual Valley. And it would reduce the sustainable agricultural acreage. It neither provides for a need or requirement and of commercial property at the same time would impact the local traffic flow. A designator with compatible design requirements would not actually impact or change that need or lack thereof. And finally, I believe that the property for residential development should be reassessed.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you. Are there any other speakers on this item? Okay, I'd like to start, since I pulled this initially as, from my perspective anyway, a very highly significant issue. And I feel like the arguments that I'm trying to make previous to today and today are having to start going uphill because staff recommendation is for commercial zoning. And the commission's initial discussion was how much commercial zoning. And I would like us to step way, way back, and create a context here. And I'd like to make an argument, but I'm also going to recommend, because it wasn't included in the staff package, and I don't know if the other commissioners went online to see what the San Pasqual Valley plan is for the city of San Diego to get a little sense of context for this area and what was envisioned for it and what is the land use strategy for the San Pasqual Valley. The property represents a small percentage of the valley. In my mind, a commercial development with a subdivision is the epitome. It is the definition of spot zoning. If we were doing that intra-jurisdictionally, if we were doing that, you know, if this was all county land, that would be dramatic enough. But to be doing it across jurisdictions, because we have a county island here, without really understanding the context and the implications for this, to me is just hugely significant. I want to, for the commissioners that were here at the time, I want to revisit an item that came up when we did the USDRIP plan in Lakeside. And the city of San Diego had an island of land that they owned within the county planning area, probably relatively speaking, similar percentage, a small amount. And we were debating and discussing M52 zoning or M54 zoning. M52 zoning is highly impactive. M54 is pretty darn impactive. And the city came in and they wanted to have M52 zoning because it would maximize the value of that property. I mean, that's basically what it was about. And that was rejected out of hand as kind of a really almost insulting kind of recommendation, giving the context within which we were making all the rest of our recommendations on the zoning for the USDRIP area. And here we have an example of county zoning, a county island within an established agricultural and open space preserve. That's what it's called if you read the plan. And included in the plan are statements like, The importance of the Valley, however, goes far beyond its role as a community in which relatively few people live and work. The Valley functions as a natural boundary between the city and extensive urbanization to the north and is an integral part of the San Dieguito watershed. So when you look at the plan, you see that there's a lot of other things that are being considered. It's the ag uses, but it's also the watershed values and the open space values and a number of other things that I won't go into. When they talk about visitor-serving uses, they say there are very limited sites at the edge of the plan area that are suitable for land uses other than agricultural and open space, and that are compatible with the Valley's largely rural character. I would assume that most of us have driven down the San Pascual Valley. There's no pavement on the south side of the road. It is clearly the agricultural preserve. And the notion that we're trying to create a subdivision with commercial uses so that people don't have to drive all the way to the North County Fair area or over to Bear Valley, which is, I don't know, 10 minutes away at the most, to me, it just cannot be a land use argument for this kind of spot zoning with huge, huge, significant long-term permanent implications to this preserve. So, needless to say, I think that the discussion that the commission should be having on this is whether there should be commercial zoning there at all, whether there should be zoning that would allow a subdivision type development there. And maybe the commission decides that's the right land use plan, that it's compatible with the vision. I think that the city of San Diego should be weighing in on this. I'm not sure that they know what's going on here. I'm surprised if they did that they would just say, okay, we're cool with that. I can't imagine that that's the case. So this is one item where I would like us to defer to the 16th to give the commission a chance, if they want, to review some of these other documents, to let the city of San Diego weigh in on this, so that when we make a decision on this, that's going to be forever, and for all intents and purposes, we understand the broader implications. So, Commissioner Day.
Well, I want to first thank you, and I can obviously fully appreciate how strongly you feel about this. I've got a process issue, though. We've now spent over 20 minutes on this 3-acre commercial designation out of hundreds of thousands of acres. We've got major issues to discuss, and most importantly, this specific property has been fully discussed by this commission on two, if not three, occasions where we've taken votes. Now, I respect the votes on every item that we discuss. Sometimes I'm on the winning side, and sometimes I'm on the losing side. But both times, or three times, this commission fully discussed this issue, the history of the site, the request of the property owner, and we made a recommendation to place this on the property. My process question is simply this: why are we spending any more time on this parcel when we've got such major issues and we're going to be here all day as it is?
Well, let me answer your question. The reason we're spending time on this is because it's listed on our agenda as an item that we're going to discuss. We don't know beforehand how much conversation is going to take place on any of these. Sometimes it's a consent item, and sometimes, like the Morgan Run, it becomes a discussion item. So that's just the way it's set up. We don't know how long it's going to take for any item.
Well, I get that, and I understand that it's on our agenda, but I would make a recommendation and move that we maintain our previous position that we voted on twice or three times. Staff can correct me if I'm wrong, and move on to other issues.
There's a motion. Is there a second? Okay, there's no second.
Commissioner Beck.
Yes, Commissioner Norby.
Chairman Beck, I appreciate your concerns in terms of the residential and the encroachment of commercial, but I think what we're doing, there is a longstanding nonconforming use that spans decades that I'm aware of in terms of commercial activity on that property. And we're trying to be sympathetic to that commercial activity and allow that to continue and not prohibit it by zoning. So having said that, the commission did take, in my opinion, a very rapid decision amongst us, 10 acres, 5 acres, 1 acre, 3 acres, and settled on 3 acres, but it was by no means a thorough discussion that took the place with staff and the commission interacting on each other. It was just a kind of a, here, let's choose this. There's a slide that I saw, which was, I believe it was a Bonsall Shopping Center that was 3 acres. And if you could pull that back up. and I'm only using this because it's a similar size property. That's 3 acres over 120,000 square feet, and probably a third or more of that is covered in structure. There's 40,000 to 60,000 square feet of commercial building on that property as an estimate, as my estimate. That far exceeds, so I guess this commissioner's perspective is I'd like to see the commercial use continue on that corner, but I would not like to see that commercial use grow to 40 or 60,000 square feet. So the question that I would have of staff is can we limit acreage as well as limit square footage of the structures that are put on there, or are we not allowed to do that?
Commissioner Norby, the square footage is usually limited by the FAR, which in this case I believe is 0.35 for the rural commercial designation. So that's one way to limit it, as well as within the design review, you could limit in the zoning, in the design review de-designator.
And just to be clear, on 3 acres, 0.35 is around 40 to 45,000 square feet.
Yes.
Okay.
I just want to clarify another point that I think is important for the commission to understand, and the designation that staff is recommending in terms of the uses allowed, those uses are not affected by the design issues. Those uses are allowed then under the category that the staff is recommending. You can have a 7-Eleven, kind of a significant 7-Eleven on 1 acre of land. I looked into this as well. And that could happen as a result of this. You can apply as many design guidelines as you want. A 7-Eleven is a 7-Eleven. Broader implications of this is what I'm trying to get vetted so that we understand exactly what we're leaving behind. That's my request here. That's what I'm hoping we can do.
Okay. I think we should go ahead and trail it through the 16th, have staff come back with a recommendation based on Commissioner Bett's concerns of size and the footprint of development that was also echoed by Commissioner Norby. Although I am on the record, I've voted for sustaining this commercial development that's been there in that family for decades at least. And I don't want to do away with that. So, I mean, I would not be supporting something that took that asset away from the family. So with that, I'll make a motion to trail to the 16th, and as staff come back with a recommendation more reflective of the comments.
Second. Okay, we have a motion and a second.
Just a quick comment for staff. If we could get some clarification on the existing size of the structures commercially there and operations. I know it's shed-like, some of it.
Yes, thank you. And Chairman Beck, what we would prefer coming out of a motion today is that we have some direction as to where to take this. Currently, what we have right now is 3 acres of rural commercial that were on the map. And what staff brought today was the possibility of adding a de-designator, which we could add some additional design criteria to it. And if we want to further restrict the uses, you can have some restrictions in the de-designators to the uses. You can't say you can't have a 7-Eleven.
I think I agree with the de-designator. I think it's, and is there a design review group to even implement that in the area?
There is not. What it would allow for is preparation of a site plan, and then that would be reviewed by the department and could be appealed to the Planning Commission.
Okay.
When the development comes forward. From the standpoint of what's on the table today, so on the table today we have 3 acres and a de-designator. If the Planning Commission wishes us to look at reducing that or enlarging it, I think that's the type of direction we would like
today. I don't
have a problem
with the acreage. I think I agree with Commissioner Norby, the 50,000 square foot ability to develop that is going to change the character of the area, and in deference to the other residents that signed the petition. But I want something in the middle.
Okay, Commissioner Brooks.
Since we're going apparently to trail this till the 16th of April, I'd like to, for consideration of the Village Court mixed use, see if that's an appropriate change.
Okay, Commissioner Pallinger.
I'm sure there's a number of landowners in the county that wish we'd spent this much time on their property. However, As a point of order, I think there's a motion on the floor. Do we need to rescind that former motion?
There was no second.
No, no, no. At the last meeting.
We second.
At the last meeting, there's a. We've taken action on this item in the past.
And no, I think we continued. Stand. We continued it.
We just continue that item. Okay. And then I have one more question for staff. Then, what was the original staff recommendation on this? Would you please refresh my memory on this? We've gone on for so long now. The commission made a. Took action at the request of the landowner. What was the original recommendation from staff?
Through the chair, Commissioner Pallinger, our recommendation coming into the hearings in November was the, it was 3 acres, correct? The 3 acres commercial? Yeah, the 3 acres the rural commercial.
No, it was 20 acres rural commercial, which we never actually requested.
It was really larger, yes, and we reduced it.
Well,
it was a larger area, and we reduced it, and I recall that.
Okay, I apologize. Yeah, we can look that up really quickly.
All right, then. I think the point is then nobody seems to remember the original issue, so I guess we should trail this, and I would support that. And
okay,
I don't think we need a motion for that.
I'm sensitive to staff's desire to have some clear direction here, and I know it's unclear. However, my point is that I don't believe, at least I didn't until I did it myself, have appropriate kind of contextual information to make this more fundamental call about commercial or not. So I just don't think we're going to be able to provide you the clear direction you want. So we have a motion and a second. Mm-hmm. Any further discussion? The motion is to trail it to the 16th. Please vote. That motion passes with Commissioner Day opposing, the rest of the commissioners supporting. Okay, we're going to take our break now, and because Commissioner Day is correct, we spent a lot of time, but I think appropriately, on what we've done so far, and so we're going to take a 15-minute break.